Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners up today. We start off with a woman who tried to rip off Walmart at the self-checkout. She switched a bunch of the prices on the stuff. So she goes into the self-checkout with $1,800 worth of electronics, including a computer, and switched out the price tag so it would read only $3.70 at the self-checkout.
For $1,800 worth of stuff.
Then we got all these guys in Pennsylvania who've been trying to get an appointment with a gynecologist because she's just been certified to distribute medical marijuana. This gynecologist has. So these guys who don't know what gynecologist does or don't care, all these guys have been calling just about every day to make appointments with the gynecologist.
Can you just take a look, doc?
I don't know what I got going on down there.
I don't know, man. Just take a look.
But our 930 Knucklehead of the Week winner, I believe this is a first, is Santa Claus.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
From New Jersey, 66-year-old Charles Smith, who bears a stunning resemblance to Santa Claus, so much so that for the past many years, he's been a Santa Claus.
In some ways, he does. I mean, the traditional beard and that kind of thing.
Yes.
He doesn't resemble him with his actions.
Oh, no. But if his physical appearance is Santa, if you saw this guy, your first thought would be, hey, that's Santa Claus.
Yeah. When the kids come to sit on Santa Claus's lap and he nods out.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
So this 66-year-old guy got pulled over the other day. And when the cops were looking at his car, they found his Santa suit there in the back seat. And then next to his Santa suit, they saw some empty bags that used to hold crack and heroin, and then they found some hypodermic needles in there. So Santa is now out of commission. He won't be doing the usual. I mean, like, he was the Toys for Tots Santa and did a bunch of other. The police captain there said, this is the guy who has our kids sitting on his lap.
Oh, no. Joey wanted that for Christmas. I was just bringing it to the kids, giving them what they want. I think it does open the door to some new Christmas carols, though. You know, stuff like, I saw Santa smoking crack today.
Yeah, and that red nose might not be from the cold, right?
No.
It could be the meth nose. I don't know.
He's got the meth nose.
The meth nose reindeer. So Charles Smith, 66 years old. Now, this guy, he could be tough to beat for knuckle. Get closer to Christmas, this guy will be in the running for Knucklehead of the Month.
Yeah.
In November, if he advances there, he goes on to 930 Knucklehead of the Year. That voting
people get caught up in that time of year.
That voting is done right around Christmas time. So could be the guy to win. Who knows? He's our 930 Knucklehead winner for this week. Anyway.
And Mrs. Claus is just an enabler at this point. She's allowing him to do this.
Yeah, they don't say who bailed him out.
Yeah. The elves pulled together their
probably the elves
pieces of gold.
Yeah.
Came and got him out. Wonder what's in that candy cane.
Thank you to the Rockfish Grill in Anacortes.